Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. It's not your job. I'm not kidding you.
Call it like you see it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Afternoon, everybody. Steiny along with Guru.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How I ended the last segment. We can talk about this for a minute or two. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday. This is courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday. Got to say, he needs to fire his agent. I believe it's the agent who's digging in his heels. I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly, 707, if for no other reason than the Warriors have upped their offer.
Right.
I mean, he had a two-year, $45 million offer a week ago, and now they're saying the Warriors are willing to go 3 for $75. So who's to say a week from now he might not get 4 for $100?
But he's looking at it like you just want that $25 million slot. That's what I am to you. You don't want me. The Golden State Warriors.
That's a lot of money to scoff at.
Oh, no, Steiny. There's no doubt about it, but he's scoffing. And I just wonder, I don't know. You know, you're not an agent. You know some, your boy Schaefer. But I got to say this. It feels like, just from where I'm at, I don't know if Turner's been great at his job advising Kuminga.
Well, I don't know that we know yet. For example, I remember last summer, a lot of people talked this way about Brandon Ayuk's agent. Well, I got news for you. Brandon Ayuk's agent did a great job.
All right.
Great job. All right. And Aaron Turner might be close to doing a great job.
Real quick, I got to read it. He says, his agent's working for show. They want that player option. And what if they were to get it? Then we got to be.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm starting to think the Warriors are getting a little bit panicked here. Believe it or not.
Anything to do with Dre in the
No.
that has nothing. Tell me why then.
No, trust me when I say Draymond's irrelevant.
You have to be panicked.
I did say panicked. I just mean they are
uncomfortable. What?
2 or 3 days ago, I said there's no way they give this guy a player option. I'm less inclined to make it that definitive anymore. I really am.
Well, then do it as soon as possible if you're thinking about it.
Steiny, why would it matter? This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why would it matter who holds the option? Yes, see, don't the player? I think that's what's at the heart of this. I think Jonathan Kuminga has been here 4 years and he's super frustrated. And I think he definitely is entertaining the thought of playing somewhere else. Well, he's 1 year away from essentially being able to pick the team he wants to go to. Now, that team's going to have to offer him money. There's going to have to be mutual interest. But Jonathan Kuminga can get anywhere that he really wants to at the end of the season if he holds the line. If he takes a contract with a team option, then the Warriors continue to control his future for at least the next 2 or 3 years.
All right.
And that's the part that I think he wants no part of. None.
It's kind of obvious at this point.
You would think, unless in 2 or 3 days they say Jonathan Kuminga has signed a 3-year, $75 million deal with the Golden State Warriors.
And at that point, would you come in here and do our show and say, you know, people, not just me, you know, people, yeah, it took a little longer than expected, but nothing was mishandled. We're smooth. We're ready to go. And then you get the news of Horford and whoever's coming. You know what I mean? Like, has there anything been lost in this up until this point? From a... not camaraderie, Dre and I know you don't like this, but Dre and Jimmy are sniffing around. Like, that to me signals this is going on too far now. When OGs are coming around,
that part of it, I'm sure Dunleavy has to deal with that. Draymond's on the phone again, Mike. Hello? Hey, Mike, Draymond Green. Hey, what are we doing? Who have you called this today to make a deal?
Yeah.
Draymond, let me alone. I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah.
But
if you said Joe Lacob's a killer, Stani, then he's not getting that option.
But
I feel like they got their cleats dug in the sand, man.
I mean, I don't know how unattractive $7.9 is to the Warriors. Like, how driven are they to avoid that situation?
Man.
And I don't know the answer to that.
And what happened to the rumors of, I just saw it here, I got to give somebody credit, Seth Curry. Remember, we thought Seth was possibly coming back.
He stinks. What are you looking at me like that for?
We're on the flagship.
I'm talking about his Seth.
Yeah, that's his brother. His brother's Steph. I'm
not allowed to talk bad about his family?
You're digging the ditch. I'm playing. He's all playing. Eddie Dunn stinks.
He doesn't stink. I'm kidding.
You met him?
Seth?
Yeah.
No.
I gotta believe his first, didn't he? Maybe he had a tour of duty here one year ago.
I don't think he was ever on the roster. I think he might have just been on the summer league team.
Right. But I thought you had met him.
That doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Well, you definitely met Dale. His daddy.
I don't know if I have.
Well, maybe you don't need to write a book. I just assumed you did. Stoddy,
you ever met Del Curry? I don't.
And not the mom at all, right? You ain't met mom?
No, not the mom, not Aisha.
That shocks me. None of the kids.
Yeah, I might have met Del like way back in the day before I even knew who Curry was, Steph was.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Does that bother you?
Yeah. No, it doesn't bother. I'm just shocked. Sonya. Yeah, Sonya.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers play the Arizona Cardinals. Who's going to be at quarterback? Will it be Brock Purdy? Will it be Mac Jones? We'll find that out.
And you're on record as saying you would prefer it to be Mac, right? Oh, look at I've been here 3 hours with your pal.
I couldn't be more Matt Steinmetz here than this, but the word prefer, I don't know. That's not the right word.
I want to see Mac and Kyle 4 more quarters. What if I told you that? Just to see if it would go as well as it went.
That's fine.
With the Saints.
Like,
and the win in that is, I mean, no shade at Purdy. You get to heal.
You know, I'm really, see, this is where I really try to process questions. You know what? I'm like, who am I like? Kind of like Klay Thompson. When I get a question, I think about the answer. I don't blurt out anything without thinking. You know how some people do that, Goo?
Next question.
You ask them a question, you just blurt it out without even thinking anything. You know, some people do that, Goo. I like to really give a measured answer.
But so, people only have so much time.
What was the question? Oh.
You would prefer it.
I have no preference to who I want to quarterback on Sunday.
But yet you told us you think everything's pointing to Mac Jones. And I can see how that's different.
Right.
I'm going to be honest. I want to see another week of Mac if he can keep
and
this
is
up.
And you know what, Goo? And this is where I don't like to bog down on this, but I must tell you.
Is that Looney?
Who?
No, is that a Looney? Shout out Uncle Looney. Is that Aunt Kevon? Is that a loony thought to have that I would like to see?
No, it's not okay. A loony thought. In fact, you know, I'm here on my high horse saying, I don't really have a preference. I don't care. However, when you think about it more, I'm going to dig deep here. You know what, Goo? You know what? You know what, Goo?
Tell me, hey.
I would actually prefer Mac Jones.
That's awesome.
You're right.
And why? Let's see.
I just want to see him play quarterback one more game. You're right. I do. You got me.
And I'm another nugget? I feel like Kyle's the quarterback when Mac's back there because he's telling us, look what I can do with another guy. And I know it's a short sample size, but just I really believe – if we do get that and he performs well, Mac, the Niner fans got to be ecstatic knowing if something were to happen with Brock and things happen to quarterbacks, Stoney, they're okay. The season's not over.
Well,
And we can't get there, but one more good game from this guy.
Yes.
I think we were there, and you look at his resume before he got with Kyle. Dude knows he started almost 50 games in this league.
I mean,
that's Geico is what I'm saying.
Right. But and if he quarterbacks two games and Purdy quarterbacks 15, then that's great. If Purdy quarterbacks 8 and Mac Jones quarterbacks 9, let's see how good it is. You know, the more games that Mac Jones quarterbacks, the more the season's at risk.
Right.
I don't know. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. And you remember I got me and Philmo Mike went at it when we were talking about arm strength. And
That was not a great day for you.
Yeah, stop. That's my guy. But listen, Stoney, a lot of people think what hurt about that day in that conversation was people thought that I think, whoever can throw the ball the furthest is the best quarterback. Joe Montana on line one. Never. But what I'm telling you is if you lined up Brock Purdy and Mac Jones and had that contest, I'm telling you who's winning that.
They both lose.
No, Mac Jones is winning that because he's got a stronger arm.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, throwing the ball further. So I am like,
that was
what I'm looking for. My curiosity is peaked to see how it would look for four more quarters. Or was that just the Saints that Kyle had Mac look good? That's all.
You're right that was Philmo's, one of his finest hours.
No, it was one of mine because I put to rest what he thought I was.
If you'll remember,
I think you're trolling.
If you'll remember exactly the way it came down, I said, "What's the most important part of being a quarterback?"
Why would I bring
and
this
you
up?
Said strong arm.
No, for me, it was my preference, and I stand on that. I check Mike. Mike, we talked
and that's
on
why
this
you.
Line.
That's why your teams will always stink. You guys have no accuracy. Your quarterbacks have no accuracy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. On Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yes, that's my creaky. It's not a chair.
Why
it's
do
the
you
microphone.
Do it, though? You know people hear it. Sound like we drive an old Studebaker. Oh, my God. Or you're in a coffin like a vampire.
Tim Jordan.
Dude. Hey, Spadoni's right behind you.
All right,
you.
I'm done.
Shasky gets on him every morning. He's like he needs that thing that our old boss gave you. The fidgety thing.
The fidget spinner?
Yeah. Didn't work.
It didn't.
Mia talks about it. Like, why does he grab
does
it?
Does she really?
The handyman left the house. So we're all
he
good.
Cannot be that guy.
Let's go to Murillo and Petaluma. Keep it moving.
Guy.
Keep it pushing. Such a bad line.
Yeah. I have a question. Sorry, I'm going to steer this back to the Warriors, but I'm looking at the NBA salary cap right now, stands at 155, thereabout. Today, with 9 players, not counting Kuminga, the Warriors have a salary payroll of 170. So, and we're also hearing that many signings could be Seth Curry, Hofford, GP2, all these guys are hinging on the Kuminga situation. So my question is, if Kuminga picks up this 25, whatever the option is in the end, if he picks up a salary of 25, does it mean the Warriors cannot sign these guys?
No.
And if so, well, because then that means the Warriors are going to go way above that apron, right? Is it what the situation here? Because I'm confused on in here, because let's say he picks the qualifying offer, right? That's easy for the Warriors to bring these guys. But if he picks his full 25, it will put the Warriors in a tough situation. Will I want Kuminga with this roster, knowing what we know, being strapped of bringing anyone else? I think I've been wondering about that. Can you guys help me with this?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't have the cold, hard numbers in front, but if they sign Kuminga to 25, it still means they can get Horford and De'Anthony Melton. I mean, hell, De'Anthony Melton might be a minimum guy.
But good Lord, it's going to have to be tat-a-tat-tat because, I mean, what are they going to have?
It's already done. Like, I think done.
Right.
I think the minute Kuminga makes a decision, they'll also announce that Horford's here and De'Anthony Melton's
Peyton,
here.
Peyton, hopefully. This team can't shoot.
Peyton.
This team can't shoot.
Forgot about him.
This team cannot shoot.
Peyton. I forgot about Peyton.
What'd you have? He's truly.
I know. Gary Payton II's another guy that plays in front of Kuminga.
Another Monte lineup we're stealing. He eats for free in the Bay.
Who?
Peyton.
Why?
For being his defense and being a champ and being ready.
That's a bad one. Now, I complimented Bonte.
No, I'm
Gary Payton II?
The dude's a fan
eats
favorite.
Eats for free? No.
Evan, you got a problem with that?
Man, hell no, he doesn't eat for free.
What are you talking about?
I might get a 10% discount.
Dude, what email did I miss?
Does anybody who plays for the Warriors that want to does Nemanja Bjelica eat for free?
No.
See, this is where you have no feel.
I'm from the Bay.
You have no feel.
Everybody loves this
dude. Here's a guy who, like, this is the nuance you don't get. Here's somebody who eats for free.
Okay.
Sean Livingston.
All right, I like
Would
that.
Would you agree with that?
Got no problem.
There.
And at the same table, it's Gary Payton II.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because.
Tell us.
He's not elevated. He's just a guy.
Nah,
and Sean Livingston's elevated.
What about Otto Porter?
Well, I mean,
I would get his tab.
Porter's a yes, but Bjelica's a no.
Payton's
like Porter is a yes.
He might be.
Eats for free.
It's about
this.
Just,
is about,
it's about just having right, a moment.
If Porter's like, there, then Payton's there. I was with you up until Porter is there. I'm with Payton is right next to him.
That's not, no.
Actually, I'm kind of with Gu on this one. If you're putting Porter in, GP2 is going to be in.
GP2 is there.
No. You need a moment. A moment. Like, for example. Like, this is the thing.
What was his moment?
Like, Brandon Belt.
Yeah, I was just
Brandon Belt does not eat for free in the Bay Area. But you know who does?
Travis.
Cody Ross.
Or Travis.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Brandon Belt hit a go-ahead home run in inning 18 of the playoffs. He eats for free.
He doesn't.
Why
in my
I
city.
Remember that one? Either?
Like, it's the Nationals where Yusmeiro Petit pitched seven shutout.
Like, for example, like Matt Cain doesn't eat for free.
What
You're
high.
What are you talking about?
I'm not high.
Stoney, stop now.
I believe it's about a moment.
Look at me and tell me this is a bit.
Matt Cain has a sandwich at Ike's.
And a moment? Yeah, you
mentioned enough.
Travis Ishikawa. What about that homer?
Yes, Ishikawa would count.
All right.
Because he was a role player who wasn't a fan. Like, wasn't big.
Iguodala eats for free.
Nope. No.
Now we just, it's personal.
I had him on the eat for free until LeBron
what?
Pinned his stuff on the glass.
Why didn't he dunk that?
Because he couldn't. He's too old.
No, Stoney, stop. You dunked that and get fouled. Like, you really, shout out Shasky, you butchered this. Porter Jr., who I love.
He started. Like that last series.
Jordan Bell started the final game. He don't eat for free.
No, he doesn't eat for free. But like, in a crazy way, if you're a mainstay, you have enough. Like, Draymond doesn't eat for free. He's a four-time champion. He's been recognized. We all know he's gone to the Hall of Fame. He's made a ton of money over his career, so he doesn't need free meals.
Right.
But like a guy like Ishikawa, yeah, he probably has money problems now. He's been out of the game.
He works for the San Jose Giants.
Yeah, but he's been a little careless. He's been a little careless with his money.
a guy like Ian Clark eat for free?
No, absolutely not.
What about McCaw?
Now, he's an interesting one.
Study.
No, he is an interesting one. I think I would say no, though, for McCaw.
I would say no. And
I would say
him.
No for McCaw. Now, you know who does eat for free? JaVale McGee.
Oh, no, I have no problem
he
with that.
He eats for free. He may eat for free, and Bogut doesn't.
How about Fences?
No, no chance.
That game seven, that hurt my...
Hurt what?
Dude, I'm still going through some stuff.
I know.
Dave Fleming, shout out, Dave.
It's
but
like
those fouls on LeBron game seven, that hurt, man.
He should have to pay double.
Right. Fences, we love
you. Fences should pay double.
Oh, man. Oh, that was a bad sequence, but we love
he
him.
He actually has like a food Instagram channel. No, awesome. I think he does eat for free everywhere.
Yeah.
You know who does? Here's one we'll all agree on. Murray Spates is a yes.
No
he eats for see, the reason Spates eats for free is because he's a nice role player, but he was like a fan favorite. And everybody loves him. And
I got you.
And he's just cool. And people just gravitate toward him.
The city also owes him.
David West eats for free. David West? Come on, God. I don't even want to be like it's over for that's the are you kidding me?
I would say no.
He was one of the anchors in the...
I would say no, though. And one of the big reasons is...
I'm disappointed. I don't even know who you two are anymore.
Well I didn't like the fact that he lied to Sam Amick.
About what?
About the
it never
disease
got out.
Or whatever.
No, yeah, no, it never
what
got out.
What happened again? It was the allergy. I don't believe him.
Oh, no, but that's why he's there. He eats for free. He ain't telling you what it was. He's doing what they do in D.C.
Okay, this is what I mean. You know who eats for free?
Jordan Poole.
Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, God.
He does.
Why did we both say that?
Huh? Because you have to have a niche. You have to have, like, one little different kind of characteristic.
What was his niche besides recording conversations?
That wasn't him. That was Darren Erman.
Oh.
He put Mark Jackson in his place.
And well, that's what I was
he eats
to say.
For free.
Yeah, he was off
he eats for free in
went
my
to
city.
Santa Cruz.
In my city.
Hey, what did Kerr mean by there's always fights every year? So I want to know who fought who, Evan.
What?
Yeah, from
I think we know one of them.
That's enough. But that wasn't a fight. That was a great punch. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun. Give Draymond that credit. That was a hell of a punch.
I think, like, in a way, and this would be a tough one, but
he said two or three.
If I'd have to tell him to his face, I think I would. And I think he would understand. There's nuance here. Like, Chris Mullin. Yeah, you don't eat for free.
Because he's a Hall of Famer. He don't need
exactly.
It.
Okay. You're starting to get it. Yeah, you're starting
Curry,
to get it.
Curry,
there you go.
Not, yeah, with you, like, yeah. You're not even up for the
there
year
you
more.
Go. So you're starting to come around.
No, but what did Curry, who do you think got in a fight on the Warriors?
I think
Wiggins got in a fight with him and Dre? And they broke it up? I couldn't believe Kerr dropped that.
Now here's one that this could be an entire team eats for free. The We Believe team probably eats for free.
That's the best thing.
Whether you're Barron.
All day.
Or Al Harrington or Steven Jackson.
All day. You
Petrus?
Well, he missed those free throws, man. Nah, he eats for free. He was on the team, man.
That's just,
I got
feeling
you.
It out.
Come in, sit where you want, Miguel. Stop. He's part of it.
Good conversation.
Kevin Durant? No. You left.
No. It does have to do with... I'll try to think of another one.
Wait, so...
Oh.
GP2 would eat for free for you.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
Well, but... Okay.
He
fits your category.
His niche is just forget the defense. People love him. Play it, Evan. Nobody, what that
he really loves him.
Would you have a truly?
Wait, you know, you don't eat for free for that.
Dude, but being a fan favorite.
He's not a fan favorite.
Stop, Steiny, stop.
He's no more fan
people
favorite
love
than anybody.
The dude.
Are people, like, is no. He more of a fan favorite than Livingston?
If JaVale eats for free, GP2 eats for free.
And he's your best lockdown defender. That's all in the 2022. Come on, man.
He broke his elbow, right?
2022? Came back. Come on, man.
I don't have him eating for free.
Nick Young?
That's funny.
Okay, I not done
that. Now that's really funny. Why'd you do
Monte
that?
Monte, well, he was on Weebit, so yeah.
No, Monte doesn't eat for free.
What are you smoking?
He doesn't.
I don't even, it's over.
Hey, who eats for free? Who doesn't?
Who's this guy?
Who was that again?
Who's this guy?
That's
who was it? Wait, don't tell me.
Okay,
don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Who's this guy?
I know who it is.
Oh, I do too. Miles Turner.
No, one more.
No, don't tell me.
Who's this guy?
Oh my God.
Oh, shoot. This is driving me crazy. It's,
we gotta go.
It's Siakam.
Gotta go.
That segment was coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome in KC Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, KC? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man.
And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Do you ever get past moments like that? Because that hurts. That's your guy.
You. It hurts me.
Well, I mean, I'll just be honest with you. Of all the things in my life that have registered as mistakes, that one doesn't come up. That is so harmless. And
what about
so,
when we had John Shea on and then you talked about a book title that was like four books ago?
No.
Heaven thanks. Look, I'm trying to rub it in. I just submit the study.
That one was pretty good.
Nah, the worst one was me telling...
Kevin McHale?
two of my heroes I butchered. Like that, I will acknowledge I butchered. I butchered Kevin McHale and I butchered Reggie Jackson. So bad.
What happened with Reggie?
I got nervous.
I wasn't here.
And I forgot the names. Billy Martin said something and I attributed it to Reggie. And I was just wrong. I just got it wrong.
Did he correct you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yikes. Yeah, Evan was in. Remember he called? Who'd he call Evan?
Billy Martin said of Reggie Jackson and George Steinbrenner, one's a born liar, the other's convicted.
That's incredible.
And I said to Reggie, that was just such a great line you used. I was like, what did I just? I choked.
You got
that. Not in the matter, Eric.
I took the choke, and then I took it again with McHale.
Oh, that one hurt that me, Steiny.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know how you are.
I mean, it's amazing the way you have something, you've known it for your whole life, and then
your Mount Rushmore
you
is a
blow
man.
It.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't asked me what's going on top with my lettuce.
What's going on?
I guess I see Marky D today. Haircut. Evan didn't even ask. Some people are noticing it, but yeah, I get cut. OTB, barbershop in the U.
Off-track betting?
No, can Evan. OTB barbershop. Anybody? Can you guess, Evan? I know you're...
The more accurate would be offshore betting.
OTB.
No, OTB's horse racing.
Wait, what? So what, is it short for something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're a pretty smart dude. OTB. Barbershop. What could OTB mean?
How about on the bus?
That is wrong, but I imagine.
How about OTB means...
The last one's got to be barber, right?
No.
Oh.
Tell me when we're bored.
Hold on.
OTB barbershop. What could they be telling you? On the Bay is a great one, but that's not it, Kitty.
I give up.
Only the best.
That stinks.
Hey, that's great. On OTB.
Oh, come on, OTB.
Well, what else could it be in? I do like On the Bay. My Kitty.
That's not bad. Yeah,
only
that's...
the best.
YouTube chat saying on the bench.
Nice one, they veggie. Got some Hebrons in there, man. My guys.
All right. Let's go to Ray B in San Francisco.
Ray B?
Some people have apparently, you know, they're getting on me for who I'm determining eats for free.
Yeah, you that was
imbecile.
Bad.
What's up, Ray B?
On the bus, on the Bay, Monte Ellis was the one of the greatest Warriors of all
Talk
time. I'm
to
telling
him.
You guys right now, for all y'all listening. I met Monte in Fisherman's Wharf.
Wow.
Right when we were making that the Dream Team run.
Mm-hmm.
The
We Believe.
What was it called?
We Believe.
We Believe. I sent Chris Cohen the letter. No, I wrote it and then I never sent it. But what's it called? I met Monte. He was way bigger than Mississippi Missile. This guy was way, you would see him on the court. He was the littlest guy out there. In person, he was huge.
He was my Steph Curry, dude. I almost cried when that happened. He doesn't get enough credit for how good he was at the game. Monte was a problem, man.
In high school, he broke the record in Memphis. He scored like 78 in a game in high school.
Steiny.
He was better than Patterson.
Man.
Patterson scored what for about Boa 75.
And don't forget Bonte. Yeah. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. Don't forget Bonte also had a really serious injury in high school.
Monte?
Did I say Bonte?
Yeah.
Monte.
Oh, yeah. Because he from
Monte Ellis had a...
What happened to be?
I think he had a bad injury his junior
year. Dude,
he
was smooth as all out. Quick as a cat. Mid-range. Steinies, put some respect on it. I can hear Fitz now calling Monte. Like... That doesn't just go away. It's been replaced with Curry, Dre, Steph, and everybody else. But
I'd say it's been erased. I'd say it's been what has it been put to shame?
50 for free, please.
No, no announcers. Actually, that's not true.
Oh my God, you are excited. You might want to just unplug your.
I'll do it all right now.
Spoiled here with announcers.
Once Fitz is retired,
Dwayne Kuiper. Eats for free.
What Dwayne, about Kruko?
No.
Why?
Kruko does not eat for free. And this one is a really hard one to describe, but it has to do with
you need to do a good job.
Their careers as players. Kruko was okay. And I did, right. And you know what? Here's the other thing. And you know what? Bring it on. Bring it on, Kruk. Kuiper's a really nice guy. I really like Dwayne.
He came up to me and
plus I have a little family tie with Dwayne.
Yeah,
so that's
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he knows.
So you ever been at like a dinner party with him, social outing? Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
Hey, one.
Evan and I were on the field, Pirates Giants. I had the Stargell jersey. He comes out of nowhere.
You were. Oh my God! No, you didn't. You wore a Pirates jersey in like the club and in the press box.
No, it was on the field before the game.
That's even worse.
But anyway, he came up and said, Evan, he said, nice jersey.
Who did?
Kipe.
He wears 88 here all the time. You never give him crap for that.
Wait, say that again?
88, like Irvin?
Yeah.
I'm not a mascot. That's not part of the job description.
I don't eat for free. Not even close.
Well,
like,
no, you,
In Philadelphia, maybe.
He'll brag about picking up everyone's tab.
Whoa. That wasn't me.
Let's go to...
You know we're playing, right?
No, I did.
This might be one of your worst segments. This eat for free. If you're really believing what you're saying. Hunter Pence eats for free.
No chance.
Evan?
No, you just... Listen, you need a hook. Like, you need a hook.
Gary Payton II is a fan favorite, and he's your best defender.
That's not enough.
He left, he came back. His daddy's in the Hall of Fame. From the Bay. He's from the Bay.
This is what I mean.
In Steiny's world, Christian Koss eats for free.
And there we go.
Oh, my God,
this should be called in Steiny's world. That should be a segment.
Kai-Wei Tang eats for free.
No, he doesn't. Oh, my God. This is incredible. I'll tell you, like
Jake Moody eats for free.
Brian Cardinal eats for free. He does.
And Larry Smith better be on that same list.
That's not a bad one. He might.
He was Brian Cardinal before Brian Cardinal.
Do not compare Larry Smith to Brian Cardinal.
They were hatchet men. Dudes that would get dirty.
Larry Smith was more than a hatchet man.
Okay. Well, that's how I got my nastiness from.
Let's go to John in San Diego.
Jake Moody.
So, parachuting in out of left field here, picking up on a previous caller's praise for Montez Ellis. I believe Matt was present for one of the greatest moments of Monte's career, which was the tunnel over the head backwards swish after practice. I remember the viral video. Could you tell us a little bit about how that went down? And I will take your comments off the air.
So I was at practice. It was the arena. And Monte, it's always something, you know, people like Curry's gotten a lot of acclaim for these long shots. Monte actually started it.
I couldn't believe that. Go ahead.
And he would go into a tunnel, and he would just, after practice, throw the ball over his head trying to make a shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd make one like every week or two. It's really...
Oh, so it went long.
Oh, he did it for a while. Yeah, I mean, like, it wasn't one... Yeah, he did it a lot. Oh, God, I remember we had... Oh, God. This brings back some bad memories. At the job I was working at the time.
You were covering an NBA team.
Yeah, I was also covering the San Francisco Zoo. What happened? We had a video. What were they, flip phones or whatever?
Okay. Yeah, look at
it. And they were like, here, go to practice and take all the video you can. And I was like, okay. And I was there, and he made it, and it was a great shot. Sure, Monte eats for free.
Yeah, no. Well, that guy, man, I'm telling you, that was my favorite Warrior, man. I mean, Chris Mullin and all those guys were, but Monte, man. Who was his, before Steph, who would you say his best teammate was?
Who?
His best Warrior teammate.
Baron Davis. Baron Davis was a...
Not Antoine Jameson? Oh, my God. Scored 50. Couple times. He was a pure scorer.
Take
that's
a look.
Antoine could score the ball.
If you take a look at Baron Davis's numbers in the We Believe playoff season, he was unbelievable.
No, there's not.
He was unbelievable. Like, you want to talk about a guy whose numbers went up in the post? He was.
That's incredible.
Let's go to Walter in San Jose.
Walt.
Hi, first time caller. Love your show and love this take.
Oh, thank you, man.
But you just mentioned, Baron Davis. I think he deserves to eat for free.
Me too.
I'll take it here. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Walter. Appreciate it.
Now, I'm gonna be honest. I thought his profile was higher than him eating for free, like Baron. When you're in that caliber,
but
you know what I mean. Like, I didn't have But I'll tell you who should be on this list real quick. This year's Valkyrie team, coaches. Everybody, you eat for free. I don't care what happened. Evan, you'll be the deciding factor. The Valkyrie team this year eats for free in the Bay.
You couldn't even...
I'll go down the whole roster. But Evan, this Valkyrie team shocking the world the
way
they did.
They didn't shock the world. They made the playoffs.
Nah, it's never happened before in the WNBA.
The league is 4 years old.
Stop.
1996.
There's eight teams in a 13-team league that makes the playoffs.
We have a problem with this year.
Do not pit me against the Valkyries.
Steiny,
don't you dare.
Do you remember the name of the woman who left to go to the Euro tournament, came back, and got cut? She eats for free.
Yes.
Wow. Evan, I can't believe I made you go there.
She made the first basket in the history of Valkyries basketball.
That's right.
Then had to leave to represent her country, came back.
Why are y'all bringing up old stuff?
And got cut. She eats for free.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Oh, boy.
That's
better than yours.
Huh?
I mean, all right. They eat for free for me. My restaurant. We got salmon.
And you better not be giving out free meals. That's expensive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, I'm an overrated.
Van Loo.
He would not. You would be such a stingy owner.
Rats? What are you talking about?
If you owned a restaurant, you'd be stingy. I said it.
No, I know how to play the game. If you're somebody, I got you. You know what I mean? That means you're coming back, Evan. Like, man, I'm just telling you. Barry Bonds, well, he's too big. You know, of course,
exactly.
He's free.
Will in Pleasanton. Hey, Will. How you doing? Like, Jim Barnett eats for free.
Jim so does Barnett. Kruko
does not eat for free.
Why?
What's up, Will?
Right, dude, what's up, Will?
I'll tell you on the other side. What's up, Will?
So you know the callers are always here for you guys. The Steiny, I wanted to help you out on your feeling bad about your Reggie Jackson interaction.
Yeah.
So it was the first year of interleague play. You know, they were doing it regularly. So I take customers to the Yankee-Met game, drinking before, drinking at the game, go out, drinking afterwards. Almost missed my flight, so just jump right in a cab, get to LaGuardia on JetBlue, and I'm standing in the line, like, hurting, just waiting to, like, get on the plane. And this guy turns around, and it's freaking Reggie Jackson, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Man, you stink." And I'm like, "Yeah, man, it was a long night with customers." Da, 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 da. And he goes, "Let me give you a couple drinking tips." He's like, "There's two things you could do when you order a mixed drink. Get extra ice, and then you let it melt, and then you do it slowly, then you won't drink as much." And then he's like, "Or when they're not looking, pour," he's like, "pour some in a plant." So I look at him and I go, "But Reggie,
I wanted to get drunk. He goes, yeah, bad decision.
Oh, safe to say you didn't sit the next to Reggie on that flight. Oh, man.
No, I went straight to the back and put my head down.
Oh man.
Reggie Johnson.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate
Only
it.
Only Reggie well. Would tell you. I wouldn't have said you stink or reek. Red man, the truth will set you free.
I'm talking to Matt or Eric.
That was great.
Can't believe you missed that day with Reg. And I call him Reg.
Was it Thursday?
I don't remember.
I had to do that.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well,
the crew
like
goes.
We're like Kuminga. We've come this far. Right. We may as well go one more year.
What about you said you're going to pay that off? Why is
he was too good of a player in his
All right.
Like Kruka won.
Dwayne played. Guy played.
Right, but he was synonymous with the Cleveland Indians.
He played, though.
Hey, by the way, how about those Guardians?
They're 2.5 out, or yeah, they played
they won
today.
10 of 11.
Did they win today? They played today in the morning.
I don't know.
For you.
Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber. Hey, Devin, what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
All right. They won 3-1.
Doing well. Thank you.
They win today. Hey, let me turn that around. So real quick, I just wanted to I love you guys, man. And Evan is the real GOAT. But I want to real quick say that I think that I understand your ideology when it comes to the stars, right? Like superstars, that's any time. But like some really good players that like they are really good and they did show flashes, but it's also personality and connection to the base, right?
Yes.
The fan base. So I feel like someone like Sebastian Janikowski, he's always going to get the beer. He's always going to get the free meal. And then someone like Leandro Barbosa. I think those are two examples of guys that's like, get to eat over here for free.
I agree.
That's all I wanted to say, though, gentlemen. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thanks, Devin.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Janikowski ain't coming in for me, personal. But
well, the other thing with Janikowski is he's going to cost you an arm and a leg. He is going to cost you a lot of money.
The Brazilian blur, you are in, my friend. I can't believe we didn't bring
him
up.
One of the reasons he gets in is for his one line, we're going to be championship. that's kind of what I mean. That little nugget was pretty good. It was pretty good. I just got a text from Shasky. This is what you do all the time.
Oh, I love that. But he didn't send it to me.
I'm convinced the motivated Baron Davis had Hall of Fame talent, and it's not even close. Joe, I would agree. He was one of the best defensive point guards when he wanted to be, and he could rebound. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, Shasky.
Baron was really good.
And had he not wrecked his leg, we would have never had him. How about that? Had he been on that trajectory, we would have never had him.
You know what? I'm going to disagree to disagree.
That's the only reason we got him.
Nah, not necessarily.
A little bit.
He wanted out of New Orleans.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Pre-bad knee injury.
They've made bad trades before. But, I mean, maybe one of the best post-up point guards ever.
Oh, my God, he was a...
Quit, Pat.
I love Baron Davis. The dunk heard around the world on Karolinko. AK-47. That dunk I'll never forget. And then lifted his shirt, showed the taco meat on his chest.
Taco meat.
The hair.
I've never heard that phrase.
Dudes with nappy hair, we call it, look at all that taco meat.
I don't
meat.
Think I can say that. No, seriously.
If you have some, you can say it.
Right.
I don't have a lot of
Pierce
chest.
Pierce Fedotti accused me of shaving my chest. I'm like, dude, who do you think I am? I just don't have no hair chest. Anyway, chest hair. Hair chest.
Yeah. All right, crossover coming up in 5 minutes.
We got to ask them. We got to take this to them, too.
What, who eats taco meat?
No, not my head. Who eats for free?
What's on my list?
He cannot be that guy.
I want to know fights.
Patrick Beverly starting to jump the shark.
He got checked.
Trey Young checked his ass.
Yeah.
I think we need more of that, and he did it professionally.
You starting to like Trey Young now, Steiny?
Nope, you can't have him.
No,
I'm kind of with Goo.
Well, this is something, like I saw LeBron James and Chauncey Billups were going back and forth.
Over what? How did I miss it?
Billups said something.
Wow.
Billups said something, and then LeBron clapped back. I can't believe I just said clap back.
He's in his sensitive stage right now.
And LeBron James said something like, dude scored 15,000 points telling me,
ooh,
who scored 40,000, four MVP, ran out his resume. And I'm thinking, you know what,
Chauncey, under 500 in the finals,
Chauncey
bro.
Billups isn't the guy you want to come down
Yikes.
His road.
Chauncey responded to something
Thank
saying,
you,
maybe if he would have hit the shot that Kyrie hit.
That's right.
And LeBron said, stay in your lane.
Oh, wow. Wow. Bron, everybody's listening, Steiny.
I wonder what the context was in that. Like, Billups must have been asked, so is LeBron, you know, one of the greatest players? Yeah, maybe if he would have made that shot.
People take points away that Kyrie took that shot.
They take them away from LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen that with Steph Curry, with his travails making game winners over his career.
Well, this is how I know I'm a real one. Game 6 against Toronto here, the Klay Thompson injury game in the finals. That was a beautiful play drawn up by Coach Kerr. Draymond, he played tight end.
Tough
saved
shot.
That ball from going out of bounds.
It's a tough shot.
And the shit, when we see him again, we're going to bring it up.
Well, he doesn't think he's ever should miss any shot, okay, so that's what he's going to say.
He makes that in his sleep. I've seen him.
Well, he didn't. No, he didn't.
That would have sent us to game 7 in Toronto.
Well, and
my God!
What I'm getting at is, if you're holding it against LeBron for not making clutch shots, it's like...
But I never hold
Steph's got the same reputation among some people.
But there's some numbers that say he's made in late
not
games.
Not a lot.
No, if you do 30 seconds or 40. You know how you manipulate, you cook the books to make it. Steph's up there. I'll get it.
I'm not doing this now.
Well, you can't.
I know.
We're up against it.
So, yeah, you're right, Steph.
Guardians won again today, 3-1.
I told you. It's like 11 of 12. Beat Detroit, too. Scoobs, they beat Scooble?
Dude, they did. He was on the bump.
They going to get in?
Nope.
I think they are.
Dude, there's only 4 games left.
How come you didn't do that
with
the Giants?
Nine. What's that?
Giants were 1.5 back. You never said they were going to get in.
Saturday beat me down last Saturday.
I like the Guardians pitching.
Yeah?
Can you name one?
Yeah.
Two?
A few.
You're the best.
A few.
True,
all right.
You are, man.
You're 141.
We're out. Right.
Well, now we're getting close.
No,
now we're getting
do your
close.
Job and get us out.
I still have a minute to kill.
Seriously?
I don't know. Evan, how hard is this break? Is it 142 hard?
Well, they call it hard out.
It's a soft break.
Okay.
Kind of like Purdy's turf toe. It's just soft. It's not a hard toe like Joe Burrow.
All right. Poor Joe.
Oh, God.
Like, seriously,
can you believe a football player got injured?
No, it's the
same. Oh, my gosh.
It's the guy that keeps getting hurt. That's terrible.
Who?
Joe Burrow.
He was healthy all last year, wasn't
like,
he?
Like, he don't just have injuries. He has collisions.
How many games did he play last year? Well, I thought that was the thing. He had a good year, but they had defense stuff.
Well, then we'd have to look at the year before and the year before. Like, that's, I feel bad for him. Just say that. Take us out.
Nah. Yeah, okay, I feel bad for him. That segment brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.